On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff. Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy. And right next to me, we're on Facebook Live. So when I talk about right next to me and you don't understand what I'm saying, it's not because you're supposed to be looking at your radio. You can also tune in live on Facebook. We do a little intro. So sitting right next to me is the good news girl, Kerry.
Morning.
What's cracking, yo?
How's it going?
Man,
I'm not as raspy today. Can you hear me?
You're not as raspy as you were last week. Last week, you were a little bit more like this. You're a little bit more raspy. This week, you sound like good old Kerry. She's back. It's Tuesday. It's our favorite day of the week. We get to hang out in studio with you guys on CliffCentral.com. There's so much going on in South Africa and the world. There's countries being bombed. There's the censorship happening at the SABC. Political campaigning, corruption, and job losses. And we're not going to talk about any of that. Guck.
No,
because that's not how we roll. The good stuff is Cliff Central's very own happy hour. It's where we bring you good news and inspirational stories, and this week is no different. Our weekly show, which is featured on cliffcentral.com, is meant to put a smile on your dial and just be that little bit of time in between your day when you can really just get a little bit more inspired. So Kerry and I will kick off the show, as we always do, with the top five good news trending stories. Is that right? Good news trending. Trending good news stories
trending
of the week. Kerry digs deep to find them. She goes through, she Googles and researches and finds a whole bunch of things happening in South Africa and the world. And then she brings us those top five good news stories of the week. We also get to interview Eugene Beck from Roadcover, who pops in to chat about the awesome things he's doing, as well as many of his successful companies and all the good stuff that he's doing. We'll bring you an update on the CEO sleepouts, how to get involved with the Sympathy sleepouts, and all the good things that's happening there. As you know, last year they raised 26 million rand, and this year they want to double that.
That is a lot.
That's exciting. So we'll bring you that as well. We've got a CEO joining us. And then we're ending off the show today with something a little bit, it sounds weird, but the worst guys, the worst guys are
the
joining us.
The worst guys.
And they're going to be joining us in studio. They're here from Cliff Central. They've got their own show here, so we'll find out a little bit more about them. They're doing a blanket drive that they want everybody to get involved in. So we're going to bring you an update on what that is and how to get involved. If you want to catch up with the show, tune in. You can get us on Twitter. We're over there, CliffCentral.com. We're also on WeChat. If you're streaming from the app, then you're doing it from your phone, but you can also get us on www.cliffcentral.com. And that's how you get involved, hey?
Definitely.
That's what we say.
It's so easy.
Kay, how you been?
Good.
How's things going?
I had to recuperate.
Yeah, you were a little bit sick last week.
Just
so we had Kerry.
And then people were telling me that I'm going to get pneumonia and die.
If you want to hear the podcast, she was literally sounding like this. That was her sort of raspy voice.
I listened to it yesterday and I was like,
A little bit raspy.
It was quite nice, eh?
It was actually quite sexy.
I wonder if I can go to the voice clinic and ask them for it to stay like that.
I think we need to. And then we've got our intern who, I mean, she just sits here. She doesn't say much.
Hi.
Come closer to the mic, intern.
Cute.
What is your name, ma'am?
Lelani.
No, you're the intern. That's what we're calling you.
Okay. So our intern
is in. She's in the studio with us, and she's. I don't know. Do you want to be a radio DJ?
I like that. Yeah.
Or are you following Kerry around because you want to be doing stuff with charity, maybe?
Well, that was what it was,
yes.
and then she, because she, when she finishes school, because she's a matric. She wants to go into the entertainment industry, so film and stuff as well.
Oh, right.
So this is a good place to start.
I think that's a great place to start.
And I like following Kerry around. She's fun to be with. So, yeah.
Well, okay, so the intern
is... A day in the life of me.
The intern is in the studio with us, and she'll comment whenever she jumps in. we're going to give her some airtime. But Kerry, so remember the story that we spoke about last week? Her name's Maggie Rogers, and she was found by Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
And, I mean, I can give you a snippet of the song if you haven't heard it. This girl, she was found at that student...
Yes.
That like music place.
Festival kind of.
And so Pharrell found her, and there was a video that went online, and she literally went viral.
Yes.
She went viral. Her song has surpassed 2 million downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And she's busy working on her full album.
It is massive. And have you been watching the last week? I've been watching.
And she's become famous.
Huge.
And she's like 23. She's a student.
I think it's amazing.
That's very cool.
And her music is really, really stunning as well.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, we dig it. So really, that's a catch up. It's over 2 million downloads that have come from that, which is flipping unreal, man. Just insane. Some of the other things, Mandela Day.
It's so soon.
It's coming in two weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks.
It's Mandela Day. What is Mandela Day about?
Well, basically Mandela Day is, and we've supported it every year. So you give 67 minutes to Mandela Day. The started a couple of years ago when Madiba died, when he passed away.
Yeah.
So that's basically what it is. So you give 67 minutes of your time on Mandela Day to a charity or an organization or a company, and you go in and you do basically what he would have done for 67 minutes, because obviously he was all about the children as well and charity and giving back. And that's what people do on Mandela Day.
So I would say my advice on Mandela Day, and I'm getting a bucket load of emails that are coming through of people who just really want
to get involved.
To get involved and to do stuff, and they've got initiatives that they're doing.
Mm.
I'm going to give everybody advice on this. We had Andy on our show last week from forgood.co.za. If you are a charity or an initiative that is looking for help, go and register yourself on For Good. If you are an individual who is looking to help, go on For Good as well. And my biggest advice for Mandela Day, yes, it's incredible, go and do stuff, but choose charities that are completely not supported, because that's the whole point of it. Yes. You don't want to walk into an orphanage and stand in a queue to help feed the baby or
not
whatever that
all.
Is. You want to go there and you want to take a dilapidated house and help
exactly.
build it.
And that's the thing as well. Over the last few years as well, obviously it started with 67 minutes, but people literally give up their entire day. They actually give up a week.
It's important.
Yeah. So a lot of people are calling July Mandela Month. So they're doing things throughout the month. But the 67 minutes on Mandela Day, you can do it for 67 minutes, but a lot of people are giving up their entire day to do what to get involved in different organizations.
That is so awesome. And I'm to jump in with everything. I'll give up my whole month to do good. Hashtag every day should be
every
Mandela day.
It is. It's true. That's every true. Day should be, but like we were discussing last week. And then you go into an orphanage and then the older kids know that, you know. Go in there regularly. Go in there once a month.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so something cool that I saw this morning, on my way to the studio, I stopped to fill up my car with fuel because I was running on fumes. And and right in front of me, it's like something smacked me on the face, was this massive sign. I've put it on Twitter and I've put it all over social media. Apparently, I thought it was just the BP in William Nicol, which is where I live. But every single BP around the country... I mean, that needs to be validated. I got tweeted and they said it's not just William Nicol, it's every BP. They are giving away a free cup of coffee for every blanket that you bring
in. Really?
A free cup of coffee for every blanket that you bring in. And then those blankets are going to go into a big pool, not a swimming pool, a big pool of blankets. And they're going to be given away to various charities that are in need of warmth this winter.
That is incredible.
Yeah. How cool. Did you not see the photo? You don't follow me on social media. You sit next to me, but you don't follow me.
When did you put that up?
Like half an hour ago.
Exactly.
I'm going to put it up again so that everybody can see it. It's just a cool photo that says, come in, free coffee, bring a blanket, and we can donate to charity.
Oh, here it is. Blanket drive.
She's
one
found
times
it.
Free coffee. Every gifted blankets. Yeah, I've got it. Okay, see, I do follow you.
Okay, so Kay's going to retweet that, and you can pick it up on her account. And while she's doing that... I think we're going to get into this week's High Five, Kerry.
Don't you think
it's a good time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're making me multitask here.
So every week, as I explained, Kerry searches the internet high and low to find the top 5 good news trending stories and just brings you a little snippet of what we can be happy about right now in South Africa and the world, because there's really cool stuff going on. Kerry, this week is no different. Are you ready for me?
Yes, of course.
What do we have at number 5?
This awesome new travel company keeps your holiday secret until you arrive.
How cool.
Would you like to take a mystery trip?
So, I mean, I'm quite OCD.
Me as well. And this scares me, actually. It gives me butterflies.
Yeah.
And it gets like, I get a knot in my stomach.
I kind of get a little bit anxious, but imagine how amazing it must be when actually that you find out where you're going and what you're going to be
and
doing.
And that you're completely out of control of what's happening.
Completely. So it's an American thing, and hopefully it'll filter around the world. These things usually do. You pick up on it and other travel companies will adopt it. But you give them your budget.
Yes.
There's like a list that you need to fill out.
Exactly. And then they obviously ask you what your likes and dislikes
so,
are.
Like,
and
do you like the beach or the bush?
Yes. And do you want to... Do you want to
indoor or outdoor?
Road trip fly.
and you give them your budget, and then you answer all these questions, and they literally give you an envelope.
Yes.
And they ask you not to open it until you get to the airport. Mm-hmm. They book everything for you. They book like your flight or your car or whatever's going to happen. And then they let you and all the excursions as well. They book everything.
I know. And then they give you an itinerary, and they're like, just go. Just arrive. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, so I do get a little bit anxious.
I'm
I am
still
quite,
no, I'm talking a, about it.
She might just cry.
No.
I'm quite a control freak. Yes, so for me it is big time. But
and then I have to know what I want to pack. Like, you know, where am I going?
In life, everything is either a challenge or an adventure. Yes. And it's the way that you look at it.
Well, that's why I pack everything when I go on holiday. I'm the person that you go to say, do you have this? Yes, of course.
So then it wouldn't matter where you went. And it could be a cool adventure. Yeah. I'm watching a friend of mine who's gone on a Contiki tour in America. And just her posts are just, I'm so jealous.
I know,
jealous.
They're amazing.
So jealous.
And are we still in that? We're still in it. We can go on a Contiki tour.
Is there an age?
Yes.
Thing? Until what age?
34 or 35.
Maybe we should go on a Contiki. Yes, but I want to go on a surprise Contiki.
I don't think they do those, but
I'm
we
gonna
can
ask
introduce
them.
It.
I'm going to ask them. I want to go on a surprise Contiki. That'll be fun. We're going to put that story up online so you can just go and look
that
at these
really
adventures.
Awesome.
And also the references. Yes. So the people that have gone on these trips are just swooning over the fact that it's just incredible. It's such a cool thing. What do we have at number four?
Cape Town comes out on tops as one of the best vacation destinations in the world.
You know what, Cape Town? We love you.
We love Cape Town.
And we are so... I mean, I love seeing all the awards and stuff that they get because it just never ends.
Yes. It's so beautiful, though.
They're always getting stuff. They're always getting stuff. Cape Town is tops in absolutely everything. And this one, I actually got a comment from someone. I had to edit the article because I wrote about it, right?
Yeah.
So they came out at number 11 on the list.
Yeah.
Number 11. Mm. And someone commented and said, it's not that great because it's not number one or number two.
Cape Town.
So it's not that great because it didn't come first on the list. So the list is the best vacation destination in the world.
Out of 4,416 cities.
Correct. That's 11. Why I put that there. That's why I put it was like a little crevier that I put there because it's 11th out of over 4,000 cities.
So how about we give that person a moment of silence just to let that sink in and think about it? Are you okay? Did you think about it? Oh, is it too quick? Sorry.
No, that's, I mean, 11th is not bad. And if you name some of the places that were on the list where Cape Town came, I mean, to be in that category with all those amazing places, what are they? Give us some.
The Great Barrier Reef, Paris, Bora Bora, Florence, Tokyo, Cisco, London, Rome, New York, Maui. Wow, that's beautiful, huh?
And they all look amazing. And then the Cape Town photos, I mean, it really is in that league if you look.
No, it definitely is.
So it's a cool accolade, man. We
and
love Cape Town.
And it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Cape Town, I mean, you can have four seasons in one day. And that's what makes it so special as well. People are like, oh my word, it's so freezing there. But I'm like, you can have literally four seasons in one day.
Yeah.
And the photos that you can capture during that day are incredible.
And you can have a good time. Exactly. So Cape Town to me, Cape Town is where my heart lives in South Africa.
I love Cape Town.
Love Cape Townians, love Cape Town. You guys are incredible. We're going to post that online so you can see some of the other places and also where we came with some of our photos. What do we have? What is it? Number three.
South African firefighters finally get their money thanks to the Canadian government.
So if you remember a couple of weeks ago in the news, everybody was speaking about these firefighters.
Yes.
It started, right? So first the
it became very negative.
Well,
it started off negative.
First it was positive because they were singing.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, yes. South African camaraderie. We are amazing. Look at us. And then in the next breath, the firefighters downed their tools and a majority of South Africa were negative.
Mm.
They were saying like, how dare they
take South African sort of what's happening here to another country.
Make us look bad. Negative. They're just going there for money. Mm. And that's what the news was reporting on.
Yes.
Goodthingsguy.com broke the story, we had a source send us the fact that this government institution that's government funded called Working on Fire were actually pocketing like 8.5 million rand.
Majority
of the money that these oaks were supposed to make.
Because they were only getting $50 a day and they were supposed to be getting $21 an hour.
Yeah, it was like $170
a day.
And that company was actually pocketing it.
Yes.
So I think there's a couple of things there. First of all, that company, Working on Fire, must have never thought that this would be such a big media hype that we'd send 300 South Africans over. But I think their singing and the camaraderie and the way that we are, it highlighted South Africa.
Definitely.
So the media, the international media, were all then trying to find out what's going on. Mm. These South Africans are over there fighting fires and all this cool stuff. And then it came out. And I guess when you're standing in front of a fire, putting your life at risk, and the guy that flew in from the UK tells you that he's getting $170 a day.
Exactly.
You turn around going, what?
Sorry?
Actually, in the report, they said that the firefighter that really kicked up a fuss, the guy, he found out in the newspaper where it said that he was earning $21 a day.
And you know what? That's just shocking. That's terrible.
So, Working on Fire sent over a representative there to get them to stop striking, blah, 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 blah. Didn't really work. Flew them back to South Africa. South Africa then was very upset with this Working on Fire company. But, like, would anything change? Would these guys get their money? Would anything happen? And boom, that Premier Rachel from...
Yes.
From Canada.
Canada.
From Canada.
Canada.
She said that she will not rest until the firefighters get all their money.
And that's exactly how it should be done. That's right.
And they did. They got all their money. And
you know, are they dancing and singing again?
I say, in a lot of the talks that I do, I always say, you got to do what is good and what is right.
Yes.
Always. Whether it is in business, relationships, or life in general. If you do what is good and what is right, the universe knows exactly what to give back to you.
And again.
And the opposite side of that is if you don't do what's good and right, what's right, like this business decision, it's going to blow up on your face. And that company is not reputable anymore. If I hear about them, the first thing I think is, damn, they try to steal money.
Yeah. Well, think about it. And it's not about the money, because how much do they get paid here?
Little.
Very little.
Very little.
So they are risking their lives and giving up. You know, it's a passion for them anyway, because they wouldn't be doing it otherwise. Now, going to another country, it's not about the money. Do you know what I mean? So they have done what's good and what's right, and well done to you guys.
Well done to you guys, and we're proud of the firefighters. I think it's a cool story to hear that something good happened in the end, and it wasn't just people being taken advantage of. What do we have at number two?
Challenging traditional education models, Steve Jobs schools launch in South Africa. Having been recently named one of the most innovative schools in the world by Tech Insider magazine, two Steve Jobs schools, SJS, have launched in South Africa.
It's a really cool concept because it's not traditional education.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a whole...
How awesome is this place?
There's a whole system of belief that our education system is flawed because it's manufactured to teach people in a certain way.
Mm.
Whereas this is completely out of the box. Like, it's out of the box.
Very different.
They are all about different learning modules and incorporating technology.
Technology. So they've all got their little laptop, I mean, their iPads.
And I mean, you know, like those, and you'll see it in the article, we'll post this online, but when you see those cool offices being shared, like Google and Microsoft.
This is exactly that. It's colorful. It's funky. There's still reading corners. It's still a conventional, I mean, looks like a conventional school. It's just got that little bit of a different twist.
A twisp is something that you smoke.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, it's a cool story to see cool stuff happening for South Africa and changing the education system. And
that's 40 schools in development stages across the world, and we've got two of them.
Yeah, those kids are going places because they'll teach them stuff like coding and the computer side technology.
But that's the way of the future, and we really need to start embracing that.
I agree. I embrace it.
No, 100%, because you've got the kids that are really into technology, but then you've got the other ones that like to work with their hands. So the one will be coding and the other one will be pulling the thing apart.
So, question, would you send your child to a school like this that is so different thinking?
If I have a look at my child is quite well-rounded.
Okay.
So I wouldn't...
You wouldn't necessarily send them to just the technology-based exactly, something. Exactly, not You'd want them to have a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. So she's quite... I mean, she's academic. She's regio sort of... That means outdoorsy.
Okay. So it's more of a well-rounded
nature,
thing.
Yeah. Drama, that kind of thing.
Yes. Taking after her mother.
No, not actually. I think her dad is more of a drama queen.
We're going to be posting all these stories online so that you can read up about them. And you can see this cool school, because it is a cool school and it's a cool thing for South Africa
it's
to be a
awesome.
Part of.
It really, really is awesome.
So we'll post that online so you can see it. What do we have at number one?
Snow around South Africa. Winter is officially here.
South Africa went bossies this weekend.
Yes, the cold front has brought with it bouts of snow in various parts of South Africa. Residents around the country have been sharing their impressive pics of the snowfall. Zebras in the snow.
Yeah, so that was the main picture. That actually got taken 2 weeks ago at the Golden Gate Nature Reserve, which is right there by Clarence, one of my favorite South African towns. And it's these... This picture of a bunch of zebras in the snow, they look so confused. No, they look so confused.
They do look confused. And then it's like, oh, there's zebras there because you've like spot their stripes.
Yeah, shame. So that's one of the photos, but there's like 20 photos.
I didn't know zebras could like be okay in snow.
Any animal can be okay in snow.
But it's so cold.
But they have fur. They have things to keep them warm. And also remember...
Are the snow places they go inside?
No. So I'll say, even though South Africa has snow, it's cold in the evening and then it's really warm during the day.
Yeah.
So the snow, I mean, it sort of melts during the day.
Yes.
But yeah, photos from all around South Africa.
These photos are really awesome and these guys are naked.
They're naked in the snow.
Well done, guys. Thumbs up.
That's a reason for you to go look at that post. Gary's going to put it up online so you can see it. We found a whole bunch of photos from all around South Africa of people playing in the snow, people driving in the snow, people sort of in the snow, snowmen, naked in the snow. And it's so cool to see. I'm going to go on the good stuff here because, yes, it might be because of global warming and all the rest.
Yeah.
But it's cool because we're not used to it.
And it's beautiful to see because our country is beautiful. And just to have that little bit of snow, it makes it kind of like a little bit of a, you know, it's a bit different.
Makes us feel like Europe.
Yes.
A little bit of snow in winter.
And then every year, do you think it'll get colder and we'll get more snow?
Well, I'll say this, that Joburg hasn't actually been that cold this winter.
No, it hasn't.
We've had
chilly.
Like a chilly day chilly here and there and night and whatever. But do you remember like when you were in school, right?
It was freezing.
And you used to go to school and have to put gloves on and like beanies and three
scarves.
Jackets. And
scarves. Yeah, and stockings like, under my tracksuit.
I never put stockings under my
Are you sure? What about long johns?
I did do long johns. See? I did do long johns.
You did the male version.
But as an adult, I don't really feel the cold or see the cold or it's not really part
it's
of...
It's not that bad. It's not too bad.
Oh, it must be global warming, I think. But yeah, those are the cool top stories for this week. I'm going to post them all online so that you can see what is happening in our world and your world and all the good stuff and all of that good stuff. What I started last week with that woman, Maggie Rogers, where we'd found her and it was a cool story and there was a song. So I found something else for this week. It's got
another song.
It's another song, but we know the artist, so it's not a surprise. Okay. So Alicia Keys has been reported in the news lately because she started a whole new thing called...
Well, I haven't actually heard that name in a while.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
So she started this whole thing with regards to no makeup.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yes.
So she's on a new vibe where she's just not wearing makeup anymore. She's done. And she believes that as human beings, as women, you should be celebrated for not wearing makeup. It's not a... You shouldn't be forced to always wear makeup,
yes,
which I think
exactly.
is pretty cool, right?
I think that's awesome.
So she's been trending in the news and it's all about her new album and she's released two or three songs and of course the no makeup thing. And at the BET Awards, she was on the red carpet looking... absolutely incredible with no makeup and her hair is like all natural. She's taken on the world because it's so different to what the media portray.
I know that, but women are naturally beautiful and a lot of them have actually said to me that they wouldn't leave the house without makeup,
which is sad,
and
right?
So I mean, they're not used to seeing themselves without makeup, so to them they don't think that they are beautiful.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? Guys never wear makeup.
No.
So we are, as we are.
So if you've got that pimple, guys, there's, you know.
There's nothing you can do.
Exactly. Unless you're into the whole concealer thing, but most men are not.
No. So anyway, girls are turning it around and it's really cool. And she was at the BET Awards wearing no makeup and she looked amazing. And at the BET Awards as well was our very own Black Coffee, who won an award.
Yes, actually, that's what we should have spoken about last week, because it was last week about Black Coffee winning an award.
Okay, but we don't need to speak about it last week. We can speak about it this week. Yes. Because take Alicia Keys, who is wearing no makeup, and take Black Coffee, who is, you know, winning international awards.
Incredible.
Incredible. And you put them together for a new song with Alicia Keys and Black Coffee.
No way.
For real. So that's cool. We're going to bring that to you right now. It's a little bit of Alicia Keys.
Look and at you, eh?
Black Coffee, and it's called In Common.
How awesome.
So that is Alicia Keys' new one with Black Coffee, and it's called In Common. And I am actually running a Twitter poll. So if you go onto Brent Lindeque, my Twitter, I'm asking if you think it's hot or not. Let me know, because we want to know if that's something that we can, you know, play again. Maybe add to the playlist.
I'm polling here. I think it's hot.
You think it's hot. Okay, yes. You go on the poll and let me know. Okay. So funny thing, we have the worst guys on at the end of the show today. And I was just speaking to our guest. I usually intro our guests this way. So let me do it as I do it every week. Every week we get to bring you really cool, inspirational human beings from South Africa and the world doing really incredible things who we can look up to and really just, you know, they're doing good stuff for South Africa and the world. And this week is no different, even though he may be the most hated man when it comes to law and South Africa. He's, on the other side of it, maybe the most liked man, because he is doing such incredible stuff for people. And we're going to get into that now with him. I'm going to put on his microphone. I've got Eugene Beck, and he's from, it says here, he's known in business circles as a man who does business with people very differently. As a social capitalist, Eugene has founded many successful companies in South Africa with Road Cover Holdings, and that's what we're talking about right now, I think, the Road Cover side. With Road Cover Holdings being where he's currently operationally involved as a CEO. Road Cover ensures that members of the public are given the opportunity to a full claim and settlement, and that's maybe why the lawyers don't like him, because he fights the good fight. Should they be injured in a road-related accident, by paying a monthly premium as opposed to having to pay their legal representation a share of what is awarded to them. And I've heard that so many times before, when you see those guys that are sort of, I'm going to put it quote unquote, fighting for the little guys who can't afford whatever, but then they take these huge fees.
Exactly.
When there is a claim, and they go, cool, you're going to get 100,000 rand and we're going to keep 95,000 rand of that for all our legal fees. Mm. So good job on getting 5,000 rand.
We won.
And you're not that guy.
We're definitely not that guy. First of all, morning, Brent, morning, team. Thank you for having me.
Welcome really to the good stuff. Welcome to the good stuff.
Thanks for having me.
Man, it's, you know what, we're all about, and I said, do what is good and what is right. And when it comes to these situations, there's so many sharks that get involved. And it's just really refreshing to get someone in studio to chat about the fact that you're not. And you are really fighting for that little guy. And you want to make a difference for South Africans when they get into those situations. So maybe, I mean, that was sent to me on that of who you were. Give me a breakdown of who you are and what the company's about.
We started the company 14 years ago, and we started it through a personal experience that I had when I had a bicycle accident. And I went through the process of running a claim to the Road Accident Fund, and the net result is I only ended up with 19% of the payout.
Okay, but that's standard, right? Like, that is generally what happens to people when they go through the road accident.
I have to tread very lightly here, because I cannot imply or point a finger at any kind of organization, but I just have to tell you that the system at the moment is totally skewed in the way of overbearing costs. It's complicated. It's long. It leads to fraud. It leads to litigiousness. It leads to a whole lot of aspect that absolutely confuses the average man in the street. And the net result is the payout that comes on the other side is very small for the victim. So we looked at it in a different way, and we thought, how can we change the process? How can we make sure that the victim ends up with 100% of what's going to come out of the road accident fund, and make sure that all the money that gets paid into the road accident fund is used for the right reasons, and goes to rehabilitating the victim and goes to supporting the victim's people that need the support. In other words, if a breadwinner dies in a motor vehicle accident, all the dependents get looked after for the rest of their life until they're dependent. So we wanted to make sure that that process became as simple and as clean as possible. And when we started 14 years ago, there were so many naysayers, and there were so many people that said it's not possible. The net result is we're 14 years later, we run 1,200 claims a month, we recover hundreds of millions of rands every month. And we don't take a rand.
That is
we don't
massive.
Take an absolute rand from one thing. We paid a young motorcycle accident victim last month, and we got him 9.5 million rand. Listen, unavoidably, he's in a very, very bad state, but we can put that money into a trust, and we can make sure that with the discretionary trustees, he's looked after, and he gets a small an amount every month to make sure that he and his family can survive. And he hasn't given away half of it to costs. That, for us, is very important.
Well, it is important, because when you're in those situations, I mean, you were in a bicycle accident and you came out the other side okay. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that don't, and they can never work again, or they can't, you know, they don't have that ability or opportunity to enable them to earn money. And, mm-hmm. and then it's a downward spiral. And if there's a middleman pocketing majority of what's being paid out, that's a huge problem.
It's a very big problem, Brent. I must tell you, we on a daily basis have people approaching us who need help because they've signed fee mandates with different organizations. And that organization has taken half to 70% of their claim. And we cannot help. In certain instances, we can. We can try and solve some problems. But most times, we can't, because they've signed a mandate that states that the costs are the costs. And you know, when money goes into account on this side, what comes out the other side are two different things. And when you're talking to the average man in the street who doesn't have the ability to understand contract and sign contract, it's really unfair to expect them to have an understanding of how these costs are made up. So we just wanted to simplify it, and we just wanted to make sure that the average man in the street gets looked after. So we're for the people, by the people. But don't misunderstand the fact that we have to make a profit in order to employ the most credentialed professionals to be able to do what we do.
It goes as the saying, you're a business, not a charity.
Absolutely.
So even though you're helping people and you're there and you're thinking of people when it comes into those situations, you're a business. And at the end of the day, businesses need to be making money. They need to be paying salaries. They need to be profitable.
Without extorting people.
Totally. So how is it that you are able to help these people without taking a portion of their earnings?
So what we did is we looked at it from a more broader spectrum, and we said, how do we share this risk and how do we bring more people into it? And we looked at it on a membership basis. So what we do is we sell a monthly membership, and in that membership, it covers yourself, your spouse, or your dependent, and all your dependents under the same roof for a very, very nominal fee. And you're probably asking, what is that nominal fee? And it's only 39 Rand.
No, you lie.
I'm being dead serious.
39 Rand a month.
39 Rand a month. And our average cost of claim is upward of 25,000. So we need a very, very broad base of people to be able to share that risk. But we have some very, very also supportive corporates who understand what we do, and they believe in what we do, and they drive our product into their client bases to try and protect their clients from the costs of doing what we do. Quite simple. So we're very, very lucky.
So I'm going to say this. I haven't eaten McDonald's in years, but that's less than a McDonald's meal, $39.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so. And it literally could...
It's slightly more expensive than a Happy Meal.
It could mean all the difference should you be in some sort of road accident. You were mentioning cycling, motorbikes. Is it all road accidents?
All road accidents. So even if you're a pedestrian, if you take your dogs for a walk and you happen to get knocked over by a car, we will look after you. Any aspect associated to being injured on the road and it's not your fault, we will protect you, quite simply.
I'm a little bit taken back because it's so cheap and it's basically insurance to look after you. South Africa has got some of the biggest, worst statistics when it comes to road accidents, road deaths. Do you have some sort of insight into how scary it is?
I'm trying to shy away from that because this is the good feeling show. So yeah. I don't want to talk about the negative because we're bombarded all day long with the negative.
100%. But the reality is
the peril is frightening. So we lose 16,000 people per year on our roads.
Sure.
Here's the scariest. 257 people every single day will become maimed, a paraplegic or a quadriplegic.
From various different roads.
Every single day. 257 people.
I'm gonna go every out day. On a limb here, and I might be completely wrong, but I read in the news a little while ago, and it was like Australian, the Melbourne Herald or whatever, and they were talking about how disgusted they were that they had 200 odd injuries on their road in a year. That is the difference if you think about it logically, South Africa versus... Yeah. And that's the reality. And that's why something like this is so important to highlight that for 39 rands a month, you can be able to have that insurance to look after yourself. There's something also that I bring up on nearly every show that I do. And that's the reality is that people only care about something when it's close to them.
Yes.
So generally, you'd only tap into this if it happened to someone in your family, who's close to you.
Yourself.
Then you realize how much of a worry this is. When you hear that horror story of how someone went through some sort of road accident and only got paid 10% of what was actually owed to them, then it matters to you. And I can tell you for free and for nothing, it's already too late by that time.
Absolutely.
So I think the work that you guys are doing is absolutely phenomenal. And you know, I take my hats off to you because you're fighting the good fight. I feel like I'm sitting in a room with a superhero.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's really not me. You should take some time.
They can actually hate all they want.
You should take some time and come and meet the people that I'm associated with and the people that surround me. Now, I have a legal team and they're all women. We're a level BE1 company.
Wow.
And the whole legal team is a whole bunch of passionate, driven women. They can be a little bit spiky sometimes, but they're really sympathetic, caring, and empathetic, and they get the job done. And they're the rock stars because they make us all look like superstars. It's easy for me to go and sell a product when they're doing what they do all day long.
I'm excited to come and see your operation and sort of see how you guys roll and to sign up. I think it's hugely important. Yes. I'm on the road. I drive like a hooligan. I'm not a great driver. So I think it's vital for me to be a part of something like this.
Thanks, Brett. You know, the way we looked at it on the 39 rand a month is if you never use it, it's not a lot of money. But if you do use it, you be assured that you have the best people in your corner to look after you.
And not only that, it's cheap enough for all demographics.
Exactly.
Really.
It goes really for everybody. Is. If somebody wants to sign up, what is the easiest way to sort of get involved?
The easiest way is to go onto the website, www.roadcover.co.za. Just hit the ping there and the guys will call you back within an hour.
We're going to put all of that online so that you guys can get a hold of it as well. If you didn't hear that, we'll put it on Twitter. We'll put it on the Facebook. And it's been great having you in studio. Thank you for joining
it's
the
been
good
unbelievable
stuff.
Being here. Thank you for listening to me. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Cheapers, man, just cool people doing cool stuff. And even though he said like he's the most hated man when it comes to things, for good reason,
well,
right?
That's why I said people can hate him all they like.
I agree. That's amazing. So, as you know, Cliff Central is part of the CEO Sleepout. We have been there from the start of this year, and we are heading up something called the Sympathy Sleepout. I got a lot of flack on social media last week because I was sort of posting about the Sympathy Sleepout, and then Twitter got hold of me and they were like, how can you call it sympathy? You don't understand homeless people. No, guys, it's got nothing to do with sympathy like that.
No.
A Sympathy Sleepout, the reason it's called Sympathy Sleepout is because you're sleeping out in your parking lot in sympathy of your CEO who is sleeping on the bridge. That is the way that we're supposed to sort of look at it. And the whole thing about it is we are raising money for the homeless. Last year we did 26 million in one night, 12 hours, biggest thing to ever happen on the African continent. This year we're going for 40 million. It's only a little bit if you think about it.
It's only a little bit more than last year.
Correct. So we're doubling last year and we are going to do it. We've already had 120 CEOs sign up for this amazing cause. Today in studio to speak about the CEO Sleepout and also the Sympathy Sleepout, we've got Rob Taylor, the founding chairman of Columbia Leadership. Welcome to the good stuff. I'm going to turn your mic on because that just was bad timing. Welcome to the good stuff. First of all, can you tell us about Columbia Leadership and what your vision is as an organization?
Morning, Brett, and morning to your listeners. Thanks very much for this opportunity. Columbia Leadership's mission is to build a national movement of leaders for youth employment and enterprise. What we do is develop the potential of youth through building their character based on ethical values of responsible leadership. And then they go back into the school system and recruit their peers, use influence, peer-on-peer influence, to mobilize large-scale young people to get involved to fix the challenges that face them. And in the process, they build the skills that you need to become highly employable. And we're also going to be building a large number of ethical leaders that are so essential for the, you know, creating the kind of society we want in the future.
So you're one of the beneficiaries of the CEO Sleepouts, and it's great to have you on the show today, because a lot of people sort of see the one side of it, which is it gets put all over the media that all these CEOs are sleeping out, and there's people sleeping out at their offices, and there's schools sleeping out, and there's so much sleeping out happening, but no one really is looking at the other side of it. Yeah. There's a lot of money that they're planning to raise during this whole process, and some of that will come your way as one of the beneficiaries. What does it mean to your organization to be a part of the CEO Sleepout?
Well, I mean, I think that raising social consciousness in a powerful constituent like corporate leadership is fundamental, and it's really powerful.
I agree. Yeah.
We believe that the poorest of the poor, because we work in the most underserved communities, the poorest of the poor deserve the very best that the world can offer in terms of program facilitation and facilities.
Definitely.
And ours is a very resource-intensive program, and therefore it's really essential to us to secure the financial resources to keep going. And it's going to make a major contribution to our, you know, to our organization too.
It's exciting, and the whole thing about the Sleepout this year, its focus is on education. We said it before, Mandela said, the only way that we can change the world, the most powerful tool that we have to use is education. And with this amount of money going back into educating the youth of tomorrow, it's so cliche, but children are the future.
And we've had so many different levels of education, educational institutions that have come through that will be benefiting from it as well.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very exciting. Kalamba Leadership works closely with the Department of Education. Do you believe education is the key to eradicating homelessness, as the CEO Sleepout do?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, enormous waste of human capital happening because young people are not connected to their potential. And what we believe is we can make a contribution supporting the department to try and awaken their potential. And we do it by challenging them to fix the problems that are confronting them. And they're doing it in unbelievable ways. I mean, I can give you a couple of examples. There's a school in Cape Town called Manyano High. In 2013, it was engulfed in a culture of drugs and violence. Kids were stoned in class. There were weapons in the toilets. The principal was thinking of closing the school. She called the police. They said, we can't help. Four young people were killed in that year, violently in the school. And she signed up. She submitted a bid, because they have to bid to win the right to participate in the program, with two deputies and 12 young people. And we don't just take the high performers. We take a diverse group, some quiet ones. And if you've got gangsters, give us your gangsters kind of thing. They went away on the six-day residential, came back. The gang leaders joined the groups that had been killing each other. They campaigned tirelessly to eliminate violence. They imposed uniform compliance. They started tutoring each other. In 3 years, there hasn't been a single incident of violence in their school. The pass rate's gone up from 42 to 84%. Last year, they produced 94 additional bachelor's graduates out of that school. And, that just shows you the power of young people when they get together and mobilize.
And that's just one story. That's one story, one school. Out of how many future leaders have benefited from the program?
Yeah, look, I think it is important to say that we don't always get that kind of spectacular result. But you know, it does show you what's possible when young people mobilize.
It just takes one group anyway.
Yeah. I would say that 79% of our graduates that have left school are studying, working, or volunteering. Now that's a huge success rate. Year to date, since inception about 6.5 years ago, we've had about 3,800 leaders through the program. But the exciting part is they've got a secondary network that they've been influencing. And our data shows that those networks have grown by a factor of 20 to 1. But we don't have a way of measuring. We're building a mobile app that will help us measure it. But, so that's an army of young people with a real commitment to building a society that we want to live in. You
know? And that's something that we see constantly with people that we interview and all the charities and organizations that we're a part of, is that it's the young people that really want to take this country forward. They really want to make a difference. It's been incredible having you on the show. I'm excited to be part of the CEO Sleep Out with you and getting those guys on board so we can raise the money. If people want to follow your institution, where do they go?
Well, we've got a website, www.columba.org.za. And our telephone number is on that website if you need to contact us. But Brett, I can't tell you how I appreciate this opportunity. Thanks for the support.
That's great. We're excited about the CEO Sleep Out. And to be a part of it, if you want to be a part of it, the Sympathy Sleep Out.
Getting so close.
It is. It's so easy. It's $800.
Yes.
You go online, you register on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. Register your company now, and you guys can sleep out at your offices and really give back to South Africa. You want to be on the right side of history. Yeah? We're raising this year over 40 million rand. Last year, it was the biggest philanthropic foundation to do anything like that on the African continent.
Yes.
And just last week, the CEO of Sleep Out South Africa won an award where they were up against UNICEF, the Gates Foundation, and there was one more that slips my mind, and we won. The CEO Sleep Out won. So what they did last year was incredible. This year, they want to double it, which is insane.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Massive. It's, again, going to be the biggest.
Okay, so I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show that we've got some of these guys on the show today, which I've never met. There's 38 shows at Cliff Central, and sometimes we pass each other like ships because we're on at different times, we're on different days, and it's quite funny because we're the good stuff. So we're these good guys. And today on our show, we've got the worst guys.
Oh, yeah.
Worst guys.
We're in the building. Thanks for having us, Brent.
Welcome to the show. First off, what the hell is the worst guys about?
Well, we are the reprobates, the children that your parents warned you about. We just like being able to talk freely without being bound by society's ideas of what is good. You guys are the good stuff, which I love. Hence, we decided to contact you guys about this idea. But yeah, our angle is just the devil's advocate, the stuff that people are afraid to say. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's us being the worst,
modern
right?
Robin Hood.
Yeah, Robin Hood.
The Robin Hood. Take from the rich and give to the poor in words.
Yeah, in words. Yeah, in some sense.
And when is your show?
Our Cliff Central show, because we do more than just one show.
So I went onto your Facebook. You've got YouTube stuff going on there. You've got a whole bunch of stuff that you do. Let's break it down first to Cliff Central.
Okay, Cliff Central, our show is on Wednesday, hosted by none other than Mark. And that's on a Wednesday from 2 to 3. Then we also have our comedy nights at Giles Restaurant. That's in Craigle Park, 9 Grafton Avenue. And that runs every Thursday. Doors open at 7:30. $50 gets you win for a hell of a treat. In fact, like the comedians that we've had on our stage, the likes of
Dylan Oliphant, Peter and Pam, Deep Fried Man. And like we really young.
Goes on.
We only started about a year ago doing The Worst Guys. So we've come really far. And I feel like now it's time we start giving back. Because, I mean, the universe has given us so much. And yeah, I listen to your show. I love what you guys do.
And that's why you're here today. Because you guys have decided you're going to be giving back. And you've started a blanket drive. What is it about?
I basically woke up one morning. I was like, what's the next move for The Worst Guys, you know? And then I looked at it in the sense of business and our social responsibility and giving back to the community. That's good for our business's growth. And to see that we're not only focused on bettering ourselves, but bettering the community as well. I mean, even when because I work in retail as well, and driving home on William Nicol and Stanton Drive, there's always that one guy there on that corner I know very, very well. So I thought, you know, let's start with something small. Let's start with a blanket drive. And I thought of something called like The Worst Guys Warm Winter. But now that we're teaming up with you, it could be anything.
Anywhere we want to go,
The Worst Guys.
If you guys have got a name for us, we're coming up with this blanket drive. It's Cliff Central's backing us. The good stuff, we're going to be behind it as well. So if you guys have got a name that you think we should call it, it's our blanket drive. It's that's what we want to do. We want to. It's flipping cold.
Yeah, that's the number one reason.
It's flipping cold, and we want to keep South Africa warm. No one deserves to be cold. I know when you. So CEO sleep out. One of the things that every single person on board is saying is we've become numb as a society to what is around us because we see so much of it. So the fact that you've opened up your eyes and you've seen some gent on the side of the road that's cold, flip it, man. We need to work together to change that. And that's the only way that we will change things is if we work together.
Exactly.
So what are we doing? How are we going to collect blankets? What is the plan?
Well,
is it a shout out to just our followers?
We've got a whole lot of stuff that we brought in today. We've got like 4 or 5 bags of old clothes, shoes and the likes. We're not really sure. That's why we actually hit you up, because we've never done something about this. We know you guys are very much involved in that. We've got a whole lot of stuff here waiting at Cliff Central. We just want to put it out there for collection and distribution from the good stuff.
What we'll do is I don't like taking little things. I want it to be much, much bigger. So we want
huge.
All of our listeners getting involved.
Yeah.
And all of your listeners. Yes. And if anybody's got anything that you want to donate that's sitting in your cupboard, here's my advice to you. Get a bag or a box, go to your cupboard, and anything that you haven't worn in the last year, stick it in that box or the bag, and contact the good stuff. We'll send our fancy little charity Bucky to come to collect from your house. It's that simple.
Oh, wow. You're going to collect from their houses.
We'll collect from houses. We don't mind at all. We do
that's
have the
so
team to
amazing,
do it.
Dude.
So
and business as well, if that's the drop-off point.
Yeah, no, we'll do it all.
I was about to ask if you have empty office space, because now the reception is going to be greater than what we anticipated.
Oh, no, we do.
As
the good stuff.
It's okay, guys.
We got you covered.
Awesome. We have a charity room, and that charity room we like to fill up before we go and give anything away.
Awesome.
So I'm going to give it a deadline of sort of say the next 2 weeks, because it is quite cold at the moment.
We said like the 20th of July.
So we're on the same page, yo.
Yeah, 20th of July, because we could just give... keep this here. For example, we have the everybody can just put in whatever they need, and then 20th of July we give it out to everybody who's in need.
And it's basically anything from, because I've had people asking me, can I bring in baby clothing? And I'm many kids on the side of the street as well.
Anything. Do not need.
Cool. So we're going to wrap this up, because time is always just running away with us. We will get the Huddle Up team to work on an amazing sort of charity or charities that we can help. We'll get you guys involved. So on the handout, you'll be there. We'll give it all away. It'll be absolutely epic. If people want to follow The Worst Guys, give us your details quickly.
At @the_worstguys on Twitter, and on Facebook, we're just The Worst Guys, as well
and
as Instagram.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Amazing having you on the show. I can't believe the good stuff is already up. It's been incredible hanging out with you. I want to say our week, this week, change one thing, change everything. Donate the stuff you don't use. If it's
everything
sitting in your cupboard, I can promise you now, if you've got 100 t-shirts, you're only wearing 5 of them. That's the human nature. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff that you don't have, get a bag, get a box, stick it in there, and give it to us. We'll give it to charity. That's what we do. You tune into the good stuff on Cliff Central. We spent the show talking about really good things, good news. We come to you every week on cliffcentral.com. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this together. Maybe this can go for your charity stuff. Set daily, monthly, and long-term goals and dreams. Don't ever be afraid to dream too big. Nothing is impossible. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve it. It's that simple. If you want to catch up on any of the other good shows, just tune in on cliffcentral.com. I'm going to end the show on my favorite song at the moment. I'm in love with this woman. I know I played it earlier on. This is it. Have a terrific Tuesday.
This is cliffcentral.com.